Texans Radio joining me today, linebacker Lamar Houston. Welcome to the Texans Radio studio, Lamar. I don't think we've ever had you on.
It's the first time for everything. Huh?
First time for everything.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about your big play in Sunday's game, the scoop and score. You used to play running back in high school, so did it sort of take you back to those days?
It did take me back. I was making sure I didn't drop the ball.
You had good ball handling skills on that play. Yeah. All right, so that was your first career touchdown in 8 seasons. Did you keep the ball afterwards?
Of course I kept the ball.
You kept the ball.
Yeah,
okay, good.
I kept
good
the
for
ball
you.
For my children, you know, so I can have something to show them when I'm older.
Were your children at the game? Did they see it happen?
My youngest son was there, but he's only 5 months.
Yeah, I've seen him on Instagram. You got some cute little ones there. All right, so you've been here for about 3 games, made a big impact in those 3 weeks since you've been here. Sack versus Cleveland at Seattle, you had 3 tackles, quarterback hit, 2 TFLs, and then obviously the defensive touchdown and the quarterback hit against the Colts. So the Texans sign you to their active roster this month. Walk me through that. Is this kind of what you expected you'd be doing, or what did you think your role was going to be when you got here?
You know, I didn't really have an expectation of roles. I just wanted to come in and contribute any way I can, and, you know, whatever OB and Vrabel thought I was capable of doing, I was going to do it and try and help this team be successful, more successful than it already is.
So what were you doing when you got the call?
I was staying in shape and, you know, working out and hoping that things played out to where I did get a call and end up on the team in the fall.
Where were you living? Were you out in California?
I was in Arizona.
You were in Arizona training.
Yeah,
okay.
PEP.
So then you come back to Houston and, well, to Texas. You've never lived in Houston before, right? You went to UT.
I did go to UT in Austin. I've never lived in Houston, but I've been a frequent visitor in college. It used to be a fun place for me, so I was pretty familiar with the area and the town itself.
I definitely want to get into your UT days. But first, let's talk about last season. Last season, you were with the Bears. You land on IR, and so then you had to work your way back from the knee injury. Then in preseason, you got hurt again, but nothing major. So after being in the league for so many years, do you at some point think this might be the end of my career, or did you know that there was still a second act to your career?
Well, you know, I didn't think it was the end, but I thought that, you know, it would take a little time for – you know, someone to take a look at me with everything that was going on in my situation. So, you know, I just stayed prayerful and you know, with the family support I have and everybody praying, you know, God worked his wonders and I ended up getting a call. So, you know, I just stayed prayerful and stayed believing and just kept working.
Bill O'Brien has said you've made a nice addition to this team, that you come in here, you prepare hard, you work hard. You obviously have made some big plays in just the few games that you've been here. But when you're with the Bears, you were actually – you led the team in sacks in 2015, and that was the same year that you switched from defensive end to outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Why did they ask you to switch, and how much is that helping you now in this defense?
Well, you know, we changed our defense from 4-3 to a 3-4, but when I was previously at Oakland in 13, we were playing a hybrid 3-4, and I was playing outside linebacker a little bit, but – when they came to Chicago, they made it a true 3-4 defense. So I had to learn, you know, different coverage things and things like that. And I think being with Vic Fangio for those 3 years really helped me understand defense more and the rules of outside linebacker. So it helped me improve. And when I got here, it was easy to transition because I understood the position more and I understood, you know, what to do and how to do it.
What's been the toughest part of your transition here? You've obviously got experience in the league, but is it – the language, is it learning the terminology?
Some
what is it?
Some of it's the language. Some of it's the language. It's different language, but, you know, it's all the same responsibilities, just understanding where to plug them in and pull them out, and then learning people's names.
Learning people's names on the team. You got that down?
I think I'm you know, 3 weeks in, I think I'm getting there, but I still call some people the wrong name.
I mean, it's hard because we've had a lot of new guys churn through that locker room. It's even hard for me. All right, let's talk about your time at UT. A lot of people excited to see you back that are Longhorn fans. So you were there for 4 seasons.
Yeah.
And those were some pretty good Longhorn teams.
Yeah.
What was your favorite memory playing at UT?
I think my favorite memory is obviously going to be my senior year. We were 13-0, went to the national championship. Unfortunately, we didn't win it. But, you know, it was just a magical year. You know, we were stacking wins upon wins upon wins. And, you know, all the guys that are my brothers, we were having fun and enjoying ourselves.
All right, so pretty talented on the field. Off the field, you also play piano and drums in your spare time. Do you still do that?
I tamper every once in a while. But,
you sing too, actually, right?
A little bit.
You do. So it's, you do sing. So when did that, when did that all start?
As a kid, I was always interested in music. You know, I play the drums at church and I sing in the church choir and things like that. So, you know, I was in middle school band and things like that. So I've always been musically inclined and just enjoyed a lot.
Do you get to pick up where you left off anytime? Do you do that in your free time?
Every once in a while, like if I catch a drum set somewhere or if I catch a piano somewhere, I might, you know, play a couple tunes, but nothing too major. I'm more into video games now.
More into video games? Well, you've got the kids too, so yeah, there's that. I was watching an interview with you, and you talked about how you're always thinking of ways to win, and you mentioned that you downloaded a Webster Dictionary app because you wanted to increase your vocabulary and you wanted to read more.
Yes.
So why reading? And you sounds like you're a pretty avid reader now.
Well, you know, I try to keep my mind active because I want to go back to school when I retire.
You do?
I'm playing football, yes. I want to go to law school, actually. So, you know, in order to do that, I try and make sure that I just keep my reading at a high level or, you know, always introduce new things to my mind and keep it active that way. So, it's, you know, I'm not just sitting up there with just football.
So from football to law, is that – How did you decide that law is what you want to do?
Well, you know, from my experience as an NFL player and you know, knowing a lot of guys in the league, there's a lot of issues you run into most times when it comes to the legalities of contracts and things like that, investments. So, you know, I just want to learn more and be able to help others, you know, as they grow and as they move forward in life, just be able to point guys in the right direction.
So what are you reading right now? You reading any books right now?
Right now, I am trying to crack open the TB12 book.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Tom Brady.
That's okay.
You know,
that's all right.
He's a great guy. I've met him before. He's very knowledgeable. But
he's got an interesting diet.
Very interesting.
Is that something that you might take up one day?
I've been dieting for a while now. but I will steal any tips that I'm not using currently to improve my diet that he does use.
Okay, so trying to keep weight on, off?
I'm just trying to stay lean.
To stay lean. I think the Tom Brady diet would do it. I mean, I don't know how he sticks to it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
All right, so Sunday you head back to California, which is actually your home state.
Yeah.
What's that going to be like? It's the Rams, obviously high-powered offense. What's going to be the key to slowing down? It's not just Jared Goff. It's that run game, too, with Todd Gurley, that O-line. They seem to have everything clicking right now.
You know, they're on a roll. You know, they're the number one scoring offense in the league right now. They've been winning. And I think for us, we're just going to have to go in there and pack a defense on the road that's physical, that's fast and fearless. And we're just going to have to cut it loose and play hard and make sure that, you know, everybody's doing their job, alignment and assignment, and we're making plays. So I think we're very capable of going out there and performing to our potential to get the win and bring it home.
It'd be nice if you had another little scoop and score there. I'd like to see a touchdown celebration this time, though.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I
jazz it up a little bit.
Earlier in my career, and, you know, I looked back and turned around, and the refs blew the whistle, blew it dead, and I just, this time I wanted to make sure it was an actual touchdown.
That's
so
good.
I could celebrate.
Good to do. All right, looking forward to it. Hopefully there are many more celebrations in your future. Yeah. Lamar Houston on Texans Radio. Thanks so much, Lamar.
No problem. Thank you, guys.